When you walk into the engineering quadrangle at Princeton University, you might notice a piano in the corner of the lobby. It's a bit of a curiosity, several steps from the lab where people invent new kinds of robots. It's in the same building where today's chemical and biological engineers work on the technology behind vaccines, and where civil engineers help adapt the world to climate change. This isn't the music school, and yet, there's always someone sitting down and picking out a tune or blowing through a classic. As it turns out, a lot of engineers love music. It also turns out that those musical interludes hint at something deeper, a revolution in music that happened in this building. 60 years ago, some music-loving computer engineers happened upon some musicians who were enamored with a new computer installed on the third floor. The work they did together helped turn computers, at the time a hulking, silent machine, into a tool to produce music. Their innovations made it easier to hear that music, and that was no mean feat back then. They then made it possible for a computer to make that music better, more nuanced, and they helped make it possible for computers to synthesize speech. What computers are able to do today to help musicians realize their vision owes a lot to the work done at Princeton. Much of this history has been effectively lost, gathering dust in far-off libraries. And the music they made, well, that's been largely forgotten too. Over the 5 episodes of this series, we will tell that story, and you'll get to hear that music. It's the sound of history being made. It also reflects a spirit of collaboration that takes us back to why that piano is in the lobby. The reality that engineers thrive on collaborations and intersections. Join us for Composers and Computers, a 5-part podcast about the amazing things that can happen when artists and engineers collaborate. Talk with you soon. Peace.